四章十一节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11.
以弗所书四章十一节。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Turn to John, book of John, chapter 10.
让我们再翻到约翰福音第十章。
Read from verse 7 through verse 16.
我们来读从第七节到第十六节。
Book of John,
约翰福音
chapter 10,
第十章
verse 7 through 16.
第七到十六节。
So Jesus said to them again, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶散了羊群，雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。
Finally, John 21, verse 15.
最后是约翰福音的二十一章第十五节。
John chapter 21, verse 15.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we come before you as your sheep.
父啊，我们到你面前来是你的羊。
And you are our shepherd.
你是我们的牧人。
You know us and we know you.
你认识我们，我们也认识你。
And we can hear you.
我们可以听见你。
Therefore we pray this morning that all of us can hear your voice.
所以今天早上我们祷告，我们都可以听见你的声音。
What you have in mind for us in this portion of the scriptures.
借着你在这些章节里面要向我们讲你心里的话。
Or remove the scales from our eyes.
把我们眼睛的鳞片除去。
so that we can see this story afresh.
我们可以在全新的角度看这个故事。
You know, you can work, you can overcome the weakness of the speaking and translation.
你可以超越所讲的、所翻译的人的软弱来做工。
You can even overcome our inability to hear.
你也可以超越我们这不能听的软弱。
Therefore, we look to you as that great shepherd.
所以我们仰望大牧人。
And bring us to the green pasture this morning.
带我们到青草地上。
So we can be fed.
我们可以被喂养。
We commit this hour into your hand.
把下面这一个小时交在你手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
我们刚才读了以弗所书的四章十一节。
And it said that God gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
那里面讲到他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
So I ask you, how many types of people God gave us?
那我问大家，在这里有几种人神所赐的？
I think we all have fingers we can count.
我们都有手指可以来数。
How many of you say there are five classes of people?
有多少人说有五种人？
But how many of you say there are four classes of people?
有多少人觉得是四种人？
Is it five or is it four?
到底是五种呢，还是四种呢？
You know, there are some people say four, there some people say five.
有人说四种，有人还是说五种。
You know, the real issue is teacher and pastor the same or different?
其实主要的关键在于这个牧师和教师到底是一种还是两种。
According to the Greek grammar, that there should be four.
根据希腊的这个语法。应该是四种。
Because every class has an article in front of the class.
因为每一种前面都有一个冠词。
So there is article in front of the prophet, apostle, the evangelist.
所以使徒、先知、传福音的前面都有冠词。
But the pastor and teacher share a single article.
但是牧师和教师他们是同享一个冠词。
Therefore,Pastor and teacher are one.
所以牧师教师是一。
It's not that there are someone are teachers and there are another class of people, they are pastors.
并不是一种人是牧师，另外一种是教师。
They are one.
他们是一种。
Like two sides of the same coin.
就像一个钱币的两面。
So that tells us you cannot be an effective teacher.If you are not a pastor,
或者可以这么说，你不可能成为一个很有效的教导者，如果你不是一个牧者的话。
You will not be a very effective shepherd if you are not a teacher at the same time.
你也不能成为一个有效的牧者，如果你同时不是一个好的教师。
Teaching and shepherding are working together.
教师跟牧师是在一起做工的。
I should learn better.
我应该学得更好。
I think this point is very well illustrated in the Bible.
我想这点在圣经里面是很好的被说明过。
A good teacher must be a good shepherd.
一个好的教师一定同时要是一个好的牧师。
And a successful shepherd must be a very good teacher.
而一个好的牧师必须同时是一个好的教师。
No, if I ask you who was the best teacher in the Old Testament?
如果我问你，在旧约里面谁是最好的教师？
Who was the greatest teacher in the Old Testament?
在旧约时代谁是最伟大的教师？
I think we can easily find that Moses.Was the greatest teacher.
可能很容易我们都找得到就是摩西。
Because God used Moses to reveal almost five books.
因为神借着摩西启示了五本书。
All the statutes,
所有的
all the laws, all the ordinances were revealed to the people by Moses.
所有这些律例、典章、法度都是神借着摩西来启示的。
And all the spiritual truths can find the seeds in the first five books of Moses.
所有属灵的真理都可以在摩西五经里面找到他的那个根源。
So we can all agree that Moses was a great teacher.
所以我们应该可以同意摩西是一个非常伟大的教师。
But we also find that Moses was a great shepherd.
同时我们也发现摩西是一个伟大的牧者。
Because he led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
因为他带着以色列人出了埃及。
He led them through the great and terrible wilderness.
而且带着他们经过了这个大而可畏的旷野。
Now, he was a great shepherd.
他是一个伟大的牧者。
Only a great shepherd can lead so many sons of Israel through that great and terrible wilderness.
只有一个这么伟大的牧者才可以带以色列的子民可以经过这么大而可畏的旷野。
And you remember a situation in which the sons of Israel built a golden calf.
大家还记得吗？当时以色列人曾经造了一个金牛犊。
And it was a surprise to Moses.
对摩西来讲是一个很大的惊奇。
Moses was on Mount Sinai.
摩西那个时候是在西乃山上。
And he was not aware of the situation.
他不知道山下发生的事。
When he came down from Mount Sinai,
当他从西乃山下来的时候，
and he realized what a terrible thing the sons of Israel did.
他就意识到这些以色列的子民做了何等可怕的一件事。
Brother and sister, what will you do in that situation?
弟兄姐妹们，在那个情况下面，你会怎么做？
Now we see that Moses was a great teacher.
现在我们看到摩西他也是伟大的教师。
A teacher knows the will of the Lord.
因为教师知道神的旨意。
He knew the seriousness of this sin.
他知道这个罪它的严重性。
And he knew how to deal with it.
而且他也知道怎么样来对付。
So he burned the golden calf and ground it to powder and scattered it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink it.
所以他就把这个金牛犊烧掉，磨成粉，而且撒在水里面，让以色列人来喝。
He dealt with them drastically as a teacher.
他对着这件事的对付是作为一个伟大的教师，非常激烈的来应对。
But the story did not end here.
但是这个故事还没有结束。
Afterwards, Moses went to God.
在这个之后，摩西来到神面前。
And he pleaded with God.
在神面前祈求。
Then he said, "If you will, forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me out from your book which you have written."
他说，如果你愿意的话，赦免他们的罪，但如果不是这样的话，请你把我的名字从你的册上涂抹。
Moses came to God and said, "Please forgive their sin."
或者说，摩西到神面前来说，赦免他们的罪。
But if you don't,
但如果你不赦免的话，
then you blot my name.
那你就把我的名字抹掉。
I will take their place.
我就来代替他们。
Then you punish me instead of punish them.
你来惩罚我，不要惩罚他们。
Moses came to God as a great shepherd.
摩西来到神面前，也是一个伟大的牧者。
On one hand, Moses was very, very firm to the sons of Israel as a teacher.
在一方面，在以色列的子民面前，他是一个伟大的教师。
On the other hand, Moses was so humble and lowly before God as a shepherd.
在另一方面，摩西在神面前如此的谦卑谦和，是一个伟大的牧者。
He was willing to sacrifice his own life to save the people of Israel.
他甚至愿意牺牲他自己的生命来拯救以色列民。
This is heart of a shepherd.
这就是一个牧者的心。
Now you see that shepherd and teacher are one.
现在我们看到教师牧师是在一起的。
A teacher alone is not sufficient to deal with the situation.
光是教师不可能来对付这样的情况。
A shepherd alone is not sufficient to deal with the situation.
光是牧师也不能对付这样的情况。
It needs a teacher and a shepherd at the same time.
我们既需要教师，也需要牧师。
Brother and sister, this is something we should learn in parenting.
弟兄姐妹们，我们做父母的时候就要这样来学。
Oftentimes, our children have teachers but no shepherds.
很多时候，我们的孩子有教师，但是没有牧师。
And sometimes they only have shepherds but no teachers.
有的时候，他们有牧师，但是却没有教师。
As a parent or as a Sunday school teacher, we need to be both a teacher and a shepherd.
所以，作为父母，也作为主日学的老师们，我们既要是教师，也要是牧师。
And it's easy for us to take up the responsibility of the teachers, but it's very difficult for us to see the need of being a shepherd.
担起教师的责任，对我们来讲还是容易的，但是不容易的就是我们来做牧师。
And the Lord Jesus spent awful lot of time to help the disciple to see this point.
主耶稣当时花了很多很多的时间来教导门徒看见这一点。
You remember one time when Jesus went away and on a boat to a secluded places to take some rest.
记得吗？有一次耶稣他乘船到另外一边，找到一个隐秘的地方，想要休息。
The reason they took the boat is they want to go to some place there no one else can gather.
他们当时为什么要乘船呢？是因为想到一个别人去不到的地方。
But when they went ashore, to their surprise, they saw a huge crowd waiting for them.
但是他们非常惊奇的，到达对岸之后，发现有很多人在那里已经等他们了。
What will you do?
你会怎么办
？If you want to go to a place where you and your disciple can take some rest.
如果你要找一个地方没人，所以你跟门徒可以休息。
So you took a boat to another place.
然后你就坐船到一个地方。
But then you found there's a large crowd waiting for you.
然后你就发现有许多的人在那里等着你。
What will you think?
你会怎么思想
？And Jesus' reaction is very different.
耶稣的反应非常的不同。
He felt compassion for them.
他心里面对他们充满了怜悯。
And there's a reason.
有一个原因。
Because they were like the sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们如同羊没有牧人一样。
And this is a shepherd.
这就是一个牧人。
Actually, you need to be a shepherd before you can be a teacher.
甚至你要先做牧人才能做教师。
And Jesus felt compassion.Toward them, therefore, he started teaching them.
耶稣见到许多人就怜悯他们，然后他才开始教导。
So every time when we begin to teach, we need to feel compassion toward the one we teach.
所以每一次当我们开口教导的时候，要先有一个怜悯的心。
Then, Jesus continued to teach them.
然后耶稣就继续教导他们。
And it was quite late.
那个时候已经天已经晚了。
Then the disciple came to him and said, Lord, this place is desolate. And it is already very late.
然后门徒就到他面前说，这里是野地，而且天已经晚了。
And send them away so they can go to surrounding village and to buy something to eat.
所以就叫众人散开吧，让他们到四面的乡村去买东西吃。
No, disciple is thinking ahead.
这些门徒已经在那里计划了。
They look around this place, it's desolate.
看到周围这是一个野地。
It is no place to buy anything.
没有地方可以去买食物吃。
And it's quite late now.
而且天已经晚了。
We need to send them away.
我们需要现在就让他们散开。
Give them some time to go to the village and to buy something to eat.
然后他们才有时间到周围的乡村去买一些什么来吃。
If we don't send them away now,By the time they are hungry, what do we do?
如果我们现在不让他们散开，到时候他们饿了怎么办？
It is very logical thinking. It's very reasonable.
这是非常有逻辑， 非常有道理的想法。
And it is probably the same thing that you and I can come up with.
也许你我也会这么想。
But Jesus said to them otherwise.
但是耶稣却讲了另外的话。
Jesus said, "You give them something to eat."
耶稣回答说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
And that's something. That something was a shock to disciples.
对门徒来说，这是一个震惊。
This may be something that if we hear it, then we will be surprised.
如果我们这样听到，也肯定会惊奇。
Have you ever imagined that someday God will tell you, "No, you give them something to eat."
你能想象吗？有一天神对你说，你给他们吃吧。
Maybe you never thought about that way.
也许你从来没这样想过。
But maybe Holy Spirit will tell you that you should give something for your children to eat.
也许圣灵告诉你，你应该给你的儿女来吃。
Maybe you need to give something to your spouse to eat.
也许你应该给你的配偶吃。
Maybe you need to give something to your parents to eat.
也许你要给你的父母吃。
Because this world is desolate.
因为这个地是野地。
The place we live in today is a desolate place.
今天我们所生活的这个世界是野地。
And the time is near.
而且天已经晚了。
The time that the Lord is coming back is very near.
神啊，主要再来已经非常的近了。
We have to prepare something for them to eat.
我们需要为他们准备来吃。
Brother and sister, if today you hear this calling, you give them something to eat.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果今天你听到这个呼召，你给他们吃吧。
What will you react to it?
你的反应是如何？
What is your response?
你的回应该怎么样？
And disciples' response is, "Shall we go and spend 200 denarii?"
门徒的反应就是说，我们可以去买20两银子的饼吗？
This is also our reactions.
这也是我们的反应。
We often respond that I don't have.
经常我们的回应就是我没有。
I don't have ability to give someone else to eat.
我没有这个能力给人吃。
Was Jesus looking for 200 denarii?
耶稣是不是在那里寻找20两的银子呢?
Jesus was not looking for 200 denarii.
耶稣没有在那里寻找20两的银子。
Jesus was looking for shepherds.
耶稣在那里寻找的是牧人。
As long as there are shepherds and the sheep will have something to eat.
只要有牧人，那羊就一定有食物吃。
If someone is a shepherd, this person will find something for the sheep to eat.
如果有牧人的话，他总要为羊找到可吃的。
It's not a matter of having money.
不是你有没有钱财。
It is a matter of having a shepherd.
而是关乎有没有牧人。
So Jesus was calling disciples to become shepherds.
所以耶稣在这里呼召门徒成为牧人。
Today, this is the same calling.God called all of us to be shepherds.
今天也是同样的，神呼召我们每一个人成为牧人。
As a parent, God is calling you to be the shepherd of your children.
作为父母，神呼召你成为你儿女的牧人。
As a member of the body, God is calling us to shepherd one another.
作为身体的肢体，神在呼召你们啊，我们来成为牧人。
We are calledTo bring spiritual food to each and every Bible study.
我们受到得到这个呼召，就是在每个查经的时候，也把预备吃的拿来。
In our Bible study Friday night, we come as shepherds.
每一个查经，我们都需要成为牧人来到这个聚会。
We come to shepherd one another.
我们是彼此来牧养。
We do not come as only the sheep.
我们不光只是做一只羊来到聚会里面。
And we need to bring spiritual food as well.
我们也需要带属灵的食物来。
Therefore, the shepherding is a function for all of us.
所以这个牧人的这个职分是给我们每一个人的。
We are encouraged by Paul to bear one another's burden.
我们也被保罗来鼓励，个人的重担彼此担当。
Only through shepherding we can fulfill the law of Christ.
只有成为啊、作为牧人，我们才可以满足在基督里面这个爱的律法。
We belong to the same body.
我们属于同一个身体。
We are member of this body.
都是在这个身体里面做肢体的。
The strong take care of the weak.
强壮的就来担负软弱的。
The mature takes care of the young.
这些成熟的就来担负这些年幼的。
Every brother and sister has a responsibility to care for one another.
每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都有一个职责来担负他人的重担。
Every one of us should have one or two brothers or sisters in our heart.
我们每一个人都应该在心里面来想念一位或两位的弟兄姐妹。
Then we should bear these people in our heart and pray for them.
就把他们放在我们心里，为他们祷告。
When that person is absent from the meeting, we call them.
如果那个人没有来聚会，我们打个电话。
We pursue them.
我们去寻找他。
We bear them in our heart.
在心里面来担负他。
I remember the last Sunday of last year.
我记得去年的有一个主日。
And I saw a sister I have not seen for a long time.
见到了一个姐妹，很久没有见到的。
So we're chatting about something.
然后我们就在那里聊到其他的一些事。
Then she mentioned to me that during all those long time that she was absent.
然后她就告诉我，在她没有来的那一段时间里，
There was one sister always calling her.
总有一个姐妹在给她打电话。
From time to time, she would receive this a call from a sister.
时不时的他会接到这个姐妹的电话。
And he said she was so grateful for this sister.
他就说非常感激这个姐妹。
Always remember her.
一直在纪念她。
And it is something she treasured so much.
这件事她非常的宝贵。
To a degree, to an extentThen she start calling another sister that she knew.
到了一个地步，她就开始来打电话给另外一个姐妹。
Because she was aware how precious this call for her.
因为她知道当时那个姐妹的电话对她来讲何等的宝贵。
Then she now she remembered there's another sister.Who was in also very difficult situation.
然后他就记得另外有一个姐妹也在一个困难的光景里。
Therefore, she started calling another sister.
所以他就开始打电话给另外这个姐妹。
Now, this is very encouraging to me.
对我来讲，我很受鼓励。
This is shepherding.
这就是做牧人，牧养。
It's not something very elaborate.
不是很复杂。
It's because someone in her heart.
因为就是心里面装着一个人。
And that's as simple as it can be.
就这么简单，没有比这更简单的了。
If this person is not in my heart, I would not be able to call this person.
如果这个人不在我心里，我不可能打电话给他。
But if someone is in your heart, then you will remember.
但是如果这个人在你心里，你会纪念他。
Every one of us can be a shepherd.
每一个人我们都可以成为牧人。
As long as we have someone in our hearts.
只要我们心里面有一个人。
It doesn't have to be 10 or 12.
也不需要有十个、十二个。
One or two.
一个或者两个。
Praying for them.
为他们祷告。
Remembering them.
纪念他们。
If they are absent,
如果他们缺席
，give them a call，
打个电话给他们
，to see what's going on，
问一问有什么事
，and continue to pray for them，
然后持续的为他们祷告。
Brother and sister, this is shepherding.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是牧养。
So this morning, my burden is used John chapter 10 to learn how to be a good shepherd.
所以今天我的负担就是来借着约翰福音第十章学习怎样做一个牧人。
I'd like to break these verses into three sections.
我要把这一段分成三段。
From verse 7 to verse 9. First section is verse 7 to verse 9.
第一段是从七节到九节。
The subject is I am the door of the sheep.
它的题目就是我是羊的门。
And the second section is from verse 11 to 15.
第二段是从第十一节到十五节。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
And the third section is final verse 16.
第三段是最后一节十六节。
One flock with one shepherd.
一群和一个牧人。
The first section tells us how to be a good shepherd.
第一段告诉我们怎样成为一个好牧人。
The second section tells us what is a good shepherd.
那第三段告诉我第二段告诉我们什么是一个好牧人。
And the third section tells us the meaning of shepherding.
然后第三段告诉我们牧养是什么意思。
Now, in the usual logic, you need to start from the third, then come back to second, and come back to first.
一般来讲，我们先第三，再第二，再第一。
But this is the way John wrote the sections.
但是约翰就是这样写了。
Therefore, we follow his logic.
所以我们呢，来跟随约翰他的逻辑。
So the first section tells us how to be a good shepherd.
那第一段就讲到怎样成为一个好牧人。
If you want to be a good shepherd, you need to find the door of the sheep.
你如果是一个好牧人，就要找到什么哪里是羊的门。
Now, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pastures.
凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门。凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
The door is the door of the fold of the sheep.
这个门就是
羊圈。
羊圈的门。
And the sheep stay in the fold.
羊是停留在羊圈里。
So anyone that comes into the fold have to go through the door of the fold.
所以你要到羊里面一定要经过这个羊圈的门。
And the Jesus is the door of the fold.
那耶稣基督就是羊的门。
And this door can be called the door of forgiveness.
这个门可以称为赦免的门。
Because if we want to come into the fold, we have to be forgiven.
因为进入到羊圈，我们必须先要得赦免。
You know, it's not easy for God to forgive.
对神那边来讲，赦免是不容易的。
You may say that God is almighty. It must be very easy for God to forgive us.
也许你会说，神是大能的神，他赦免我们不是很容易吗？
But it is very difficult for God to forgive.
但对神来讲，赦免是一个非常难的
事。Because Bible said, God will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
因为在圣经上这么讲，神万不以有罪的为无罪。
He is very powerful.
他非常的有大能。
He is loving. He has loving kindness.
他也有慈爱存留。
He is compassionate.
他也是有怜悯的心。
But he by no means can leave the guilty unpunished.
但是他却万不以有罪的为无罪。
Therefore, it is very difficult.
所以是非常的困难。
We come to the door.
我们来到门前
we want to get into the fold,
要进入羊圈
but we have sinned.
但是我们有罪
it must be forgiven.
必须要先被赦免
but God cannot leave the guilty unpunished.
但神不可能让一个罪不被审判
in order for us to get in the door, the only way is for God to punish his own son.
所以我们如果要进到这个羊圈神一定要惩罚他的儿子
All the punishment went to our Lord Jesus.
所有的惩罚是在他的儿子耶稣身上。
Therefore, we can go in.
所以我们可以进来。
Therefore, Jesus is the door.
所以耶稣就是门。
Without the Lord Jesus, there's no way for us to get into the fold.
在耶稣以外，我们不可能进到羊圈。
If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures.
如果 有人从我进出的话，必然凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Nothing can hinder us anymore.
没有任何在阻碍我们的了。
We can come into the presence of God.
我们可以进到神的面前。
You know the door is two way.
我们知道这个门是两双向的。
Remember that he said go in and out.
因为他说到出还有入。
So this door is two way.
所以这个门是双向的。
We go in, find pastures.
我们进去找到青草地。
Then we go out, find pastures.
我们出来也找到青草地。
We understand this go in part.
我们可以了解进入得草吃。
So we go into the fold and we find the presence of the Lord, and the Lord is our pastures.
那我们进到羊圈，神在那里，他就是我们的牧者。
And this part we understand.
这一个部分我们是明白的。
But what about the other part? We go out and find pastures.
在另外一方面呢？出去得草吃。
So what is the pasture John was talking about?
那约翰在这里提到的这个草地又是什么呢？
Are there any pasture outside of the fold?
在羊圈之外还有草地吗？
What is the pasture outside of the fold?
那在羊圈之外的青草地是什么？
Remember the story of the Samaritan woman.
大家还记得吗？就是撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
Jesus met the Samaritan woman.
耶稣遇见这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
When the disciple went out to buy food,
当门徒去买食物来吃的时候。
When the disciple returned and gave food to Jesus,
他们回来带食物给耶稣吃。
Jesus said, I have food.
但耶稣却说，我有食物吃。
And the disciple was so confused.
这些门徒就非常的迷惑了。
No one brought him anything to eat, did he?
他们就说，我们没有人拿食物给他吃。
And Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
那耶稣的回答说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
That's the green pasture outside of the fold.
这就是在羊圈之外的青草地。
So this is telling us how to be a shepherd.
这就告诉我们怎样成为一个牧人。
A shepherd has to find the door first.
这个牧人先要找到羊的门。
Then have to go into the fold.
然后他要进到羊圈。
Find the green pasture in the Lord.
在主里面找到这青草地。
Being shepherd by the great shepherd.
被这个大牧人先来牧养。
Then go out of the fold.
然后从羊圈出来。
Serve the will of the Father.
就遵行父的旨意。
Accomplish his work.
做成他的工。
Bring food to others.
把食物带给他人。
Be a shepherd to others.
对他人来说，我们就可以做一个牧人。
This is how to be a shepherd.
这就是怎样做牧人。
So every one of us can be a shepherd.
所以我们每个人都可以做牧人。
We have found the door.
我们已经找到这门。
We have found the door.
我们已经找到这门。
Jesus is the door.
耶稣他就是门。
So every day we need to go in.
所以每一天我们要进到羊圈。
To find that pasture every single day.
每一天都找到青草地。
But we have to remember we need to go out.
但是记得我们也需要从羊圈出来。
To find the pasture outside of the fold.
在羊圈之外也找到青草地。
To serve the will of the Father.
来遵行父的旨意。
To shepherd one another.
来彼此牧养。
And that is the pasture outside of the fold.
这就是羊圈之外的草地。
No, Jesus said, I came that they may have life.
耶稣说，我来让他们得生命。
Then have it abundantly.
而且更丰盛的生命。
We need both pastures.
我们需要两样的青草地。
We need the pasture in the fold.
既需要在羊圈里面的青草地。
Because we need this pasture to have life.
因为我们需要这个青草地来得生命。
But we also need to go out as well.
但是我们也需要出来。
Because we will go out, we will find life abundantly.
因为出来之后，我们才可以找到这丰盛的生命。
The abundant life can only be found when you shepherd one another.
这个更丰盛的生命，只有在我们彼此牧养的时候才能找到。
Brother and sister, when someone is your shepherd, when you are the shepherd to others, when we shepherd one another, then we will have that abundant life.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们得牧养，而且我们也去牧养他人的时候，就在这个中间有更丰盛的生命。
So this is how to be a good shepherd.
这就是怎样成为好牧人。
How to be a shepherd.
怎样成为牧人。
It is very, very straightforward.
是非常的直接。
You find a door.
找到门。
Then you go in.
进去。
And you go out, you find pasture.
再出来，找到草吃。
May the Lord encourage us.
愿意神来激励我们。
So in this new year, the Lord is giving us.
在神给我们的这新的一年里。
Let's find that door every day.
让我们每天都找到这门。
Let's go in every day.
来每天进出。
Then we go out as well.
而且出去。
Learn to be a shepherd.
来学习怎样做牧人。
Learn to be a shepherd in our home.
在家里面学习怎样做牧人。
Learn to be a shepherd in the body of Christ.
学习怎样在基督的身体里面做牧人。
This is the first section.
这是第一段。
The second section is from verse 11 to 15.
第二段是从第十一节到十五节。
And this section tells us what is a good shepherd.
这一段就告诉我们什么是好牧人。
So, what is a good shepherd? What makes a shepherd a good shepherd?
什么是好牧人？什么让一个牧人成为好的呢？
I think we can think of many things, right?
我们可以想到很多。
Maybe he needs to have a very huge, you know,rod.
也许他那个杖要很大很
长。Or maybe he need to have a very long, staff.
或者他的杆要很长。
We can think of many, many things.
我们可以想到许多许多的事。
But what is God looking for?
但神在寻找什么呢？
But what is God looking for when God looks for a shepherd?
当神在寻找一个好牧人的时候，他在看什么呢？
Do you remember a time when they brought a leper to Jesus.
还记得吗？有一次，人带一个长大麻风的人到耶稣面前。
And he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
那这个长大麻风的就是说，主若肯，必能叫我得洁净。
Of course, Jesus was willing.
当然，主耶稣他是愿意的。
So Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
然后耶稣就伸手摸他。
I'm willing.Be cleansed.
说我肯，你洁净了吧。
Then immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
那他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
Did Jesus need to stretch out his hand?
耶稣需不需要把他的手伸出来呢？
Did Jesus need to touch the leper?
耶稣需不需要摸这个长大麻风的人呢？
No.
不是的。
Jesus can heal the leper by saying it.
耶稣借着一句话就可以让大麻风得洁净。
But why did the Lord Jesus touch the leper?
但是为什么耶稣来摸这个长大麻风的人？
Why did Lord Jesus stretch out his hand?
为什么耶稣伸出手来？
It's the compassion of the shepherd.
就是他里面牧人的连续的心。
And this compassion compelled the Lord Jesus to stretch out his hand and touch the leper.
这个连续激励主耶稣把手伸出来摸这个长大麻风的人。
A good shepherd has compassion for the sheep.
一个好牧人对着羊有一个连续的心。
This is an essential character of a shepherd.
这是一个牧人最基本的性情。
This is the single most important criteria when God looks for a shepherd.
甚至这是神在牧人身上寻找的唯一重要的性情。
And this is a qualifying factors.
这就是让一个牧人可以合格。
Without the compassion for the sheep, you will be disqualified as a shepherd.
如果没有连续的心，那你根本就不能成为牧人。
Therefore, when God called Peter as the shepherd of Israel,
所以当主耶稣来呼召彼得成为以色列的牧者的时候，
God has only one question for Peter.
神对着彼得只有一个问题。
Although he asked three times.
虽然主耶稣问了三次。
But it is only one question.
但只有一个问题。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
Do you have compassion over the sheep?
你对着羊有没有怜悯的心？
That is the only question.
这是唯一的问题。
No, Peter was right.
彼得是对的。
Peter loved the Lord.
他爱主。
then he believed he loved the Lord more than anything else.
甚至他也相信他爱主比其他的更多。
But he discovered one thing.
但是他却发现一件事。
In the house of the high priest, the Peter discovered one thing he never knew.
就是在大祭司的家中，彼得发现了一件他原来不知道的事。
He found out he loved himself more than he loved our Lord Jesus.
他就发现他爱自己过于爱主耶稣。
He never knew that.
他以前不知道的。
He thought he loved the Lord more than anybody else.
因为他觉得他已经比其他人都爱主了。
So he followed Jesus all the way to the house of the high priest.
所以他跟随主耶稣一直到大祭司的家里。
And he discovered there's something else he also loved.
然后他就发现在主耶稣之外还有其他的他所爱的。
And he loved himself more than he loved Lord Jesus.
而且他爱自己过于他爱主耶稣。
Therefore, he could not lay down his life in the house of the high priest.
所以在大祭司的家中，他不能为主舍命。
He never knew that.
他以前从来不知道。
He thought he can lay down his life anytime, anywhere.
他甚至觉得可以为主在任何时候、任何地方舍命。
But that night, he discovered.He could not lay down because he loved himself more than he loved Lord Jesus.
但就在那天晚上，他发现了他爱自己过于爱主耶稣。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus come back to restore Peter.
所以主耶稣回来，在坚固彼得。
Bring Peter back to this question.
把他带回到这个问题。
Now, do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
And this time, by the grace of the Lord, Peter loved the Lord more than anything else.
这一次借着主的恩典，彼得可以爱主超过任何的一切。
Therefore, God said, "Tend my lambs."
所以主耶稣跟他讲，你喂养我的小羊。
Be my shepherd.
成为我的牧人。
This is a qualifying factor. A good shepherd lay down his life for the sheep.
这就是怎么样可以合格，这个好牧人要为羊舍命。
So this is a good shepherd.
这是好牧人。
Are we a good shepherd?
我们是不是好牧人呢？
Are we willing to lay down our life?
我们愿不愿意舍命呢？
Oftentimes we're like Peter.
有的时候我们就像彼得一样。
When everything is smooth.
当任何事平顺的时候。
When everything is peaceful and rest.
当所有的事都是很平安而且都安息的时候
we thought, you know, we love the Lord more than anything else.
我们就觉得我爱主比一切更深。
We believe we can lay down our life anywhere, anytime.
我们相信自己任何地方任何时候都可以为主舍命。
But when your spouse has argument with you,
但是当你的配偶跟你吵架的时候
then you find yourself in the house of the high priest.
这个时候你就是在大祭司的家中了。
All of a sudden, you realize you're in the house of high priest.
突然之间你发现哦，自己原来在大祭司的家中。
You thought, no, you're that brave person in front of the Lord Jesus that I will go to prison. I will go to death.
你曾经以为自己是一个勇敢的人，就像彼得当时说跟主耶稣说我可以同你下监同你受死。
But when your spouse arguing with you,
但是当你的配偶跟你争吵的时候
they realize you are in the house of the high priest.
你就突然发现自己是在大祭司的家中。
Because you couldn't lay down your life for your spouse.
因为你不能为配偶舍命。
If I cannot lay down my life for my spouse, how can I tell the Lord Jesus, I will go to prison, I will go to death.
如果我不能为我的配偶舍命，怎么可能跟主说我同你下监，同你受死呢？
Therefore we flee.
所以我们就逃开了。
No, Lord Jesus said, the higher hand will flee when the wolf came.
主耶稣刚才在那里讲到说，雇工在狼来的时候就逃走了。
So we're not a good shepherd, we're a higher hand.
所以我们不是好牧人，我们是雇工。
Whenever the wolf came, we flee.
当狼来的时候，我们就逃跑了。
So what is the wolf?
那狼是什么？
The wolf is not your spouse.
狼不是你的配偶。
Often time we think, oh yeah, 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 the wolf comes, I flee.
然后有的时候我们就说，对呀、啊、对呀、啊，我的配偶是狼，他一来我就逃了。
The wolf is the situation that causes you not be able to lay down your life.
这个狼就是那个让你不能舍命的当时的境况。
The Satan sent wolf to our life every single day.
撒旦每天都差狼到我们中间。
And every time when a wolf comes, we flee.
每一次狼来，我们都逃。
Because we are hired hand.
因为我们是雇工。
We're not shepherd.
我们不是牧人。
We're not willing to lay down our life for our spouse.
我们不愿意为配偶舍命。
Therefore, we're not our spouse's shepherd.
所以我们不是配偶的牧人。
We're the hired hand.
我们是雇工。
We flee every time the wolf comes.
每一次狼来了，我都要逃走。
If we are the good shepherd,
如果我们是好牧人，
there's one qualification.
只有一个条件，
is ability to lay down your life for your sheep.
就是可以为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I know my own know me.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Although Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves.
我们的主耶稣认识我们比我们自己还要更清楚。
Although Jesus knows Peter by name.
因为我们的主耶稣是按着彼得的名字认识他。
When Peter said, I'm ready to go to prison.
当彼得说我可以与你一同下监的时候，
Jesus said, you don't.
耶稣说你不可以。
Peter did not know that he loved himself more than he loved the Lord.
彼得不知道原来他爱自己过于爱主耶稣。
But the Lord knows Peter.
但是主耶稣知道彼得。
Also know what's going to happen to Peter.
而且他也知道彼得身上要发生的事。
And he gave permission to Satan to sift Peter.
而且他也给了撒旦这个许可，让他来筛彼得。
Why did Lord give permission to Satan?
为什么主耶稣要给撒旦这样一个允许呢？
Because God wants to make Peter a good shepherd.
因为神他要让彼得成为一个好牧人。
Jesus prayed for Peter.
耶稣为彼得祷告。
That his faith will not fail.
让他不至于失了信心。
Once when Peter is restored, Peter can be a shepherd.
当彼得回头之后，他就可以成为一个牧人。
The Lord knows Peter by his name.
所以主耶稣是按着彼得的名字认识他。
The Lord knows you and I by our name.
那主也照着你我的名字认识我们每一个人。
Therefore, God arranged environment to make us shepherds.
所以神也安排环境让我们成为牧人。
And that is the only qualification to be a shepherd.
唯一的条件成为好牧人。
Is to be able to lay down your life for the sheep.
就是为羊舍命。
That's the second section.
这是第二部分。
The third section has only one verse.
第三段其实只有一句。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
They will become one flock with one shepherd.
就是一个羊群，一个牧人。
I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd.
我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。
And this section tells us the spiritual meaning of shepherding.
那这一节就告诉我们在属灵里面牧养它的意义。
To understand the shepherding, we must know that there is only one flock.
如果我们要了解牧养的话，要认识牧养，必须知道只有一群。
Jesus said, "I have other sheep which are not of this fold."
耶稣在这里讲到，我有其他的羊，不是在这圈里的。
But they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock.
但他们要听我的声音，成为一群。
So Lord Jesus will call all of us, all of us who can hear the Lord to become one flock.
所以耶稣在那里呼召每一个能听见他声音的成为一群。
There are no other flocks.
没有其他的群。
There is one flock.
只有一群。
And there is only one shepherd.
而且只有一个牧人。
And then we may be a little bit puzzled here.
那我们在这里可能又有一些疑惑了。
If there is only one shepherd, why did the Lord Jesus call Peter to feed his lamb?
那如果只有一个牧人，为什么主耶稣还呼召彼得来喂养他的小羊呢？
If there is only one shepherd, why Apostle Paul encouraged all of us to shepherd one another?
如果只有一个牧人，那为什么彼得还保罗还鼓励我们彼此牧养呢？
If there is only one shepherd,Why God gave us the pastors and teachers?
如果只有一个牧人，为什么神还赐给我们教师和牧师呢？
If there is one shepherd, why did Peter encourage elders to shepherd the flock?
那如果只有一个牧人，彼得为什么还要来鼓励这些牧长来牧养群羊呢？
On one hand, Jesus said, "One flock with one shepherd."
在这里主耶稣说。一群，而且是一个牧人，归一个牧人。
On the other hand, Jesus called his disciples to be shepherds of Israel.
另外一方面，主耶稣也呼召他的门徒们成为以色列的牧人。
So we may not be clear, is it one shepherd or many shepherds?
所以我们现在不太清楚，就是到底是一个牧人还是许多牧人。
It's so clear, one flock, one shepherd.
这里讲得很清楚，是合成一群，归一个牧人。
But it's also very clear, God called us to shepherd one another.
但也非常清楚，神是呼召我们每一个人来彼此牧养。
So how can we reconcile these two ideas, one shepherd or shepherds, many shepherds?
那这两件事情怎么能够合在一起呢？
And there's one verse connect these two.
有一个章节把这两件事连在一起。
There's one verse in the Bible connect the one shepherd to many shepherds.
有一个章节把一个牧人连接在许多牧人上。
This verse is John chapter 12, verse 24.
就是约翰福音十二章二十四节。
And he said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and dies, it remains alone. If he dies, he bears much fruit.
约翰福音十二章二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
So this one grain of wheat is that one shepherd.
所以这一粒麦子就是那一个牧人。
There is one grain of wheat.
就是这一粒麦子。
There is one shepherd.
只有一个牧人。
But this shepherd.Falls into the earth and dies.
但这个牧人他落在地里死了。
And if he dies, he bears more fruits.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
And the more fruits are many shepherds.
而这许多的子粒就是许多的牧人。
The life in the grain of wheat is also in the life of many fruits.
所以这个在那一粒麦子里面的生命。也是这结出许多子粒里面的那个生命。
We are the fruits.
我们就是结出的子粒。
The very life in the grain of wheat is in us.
在那一粒麦子里的生命就在我们里面。
The compassion that's in the shepherd is also in us.
这个在好牧人里面的怜悯的心也在我们里面。
And this compassion qualifies us to be a shepherd.
而这个怜悯的心也让我们可以成为一个牧人。
But there is still one shepherd.
但是还是一位牧人。
And this shepherd shepherd the sheep through us, many shepherds.
而这个牧人就是借着我们许多的牧人来牧养他的群羊。
And this is the meaning of shepherding.
这就是牧养它里面的意思。
Now we are not the shepherd.
我们不是那牧人。
Only the one shepherd shepherd the sheep through us.
只是那牧人借着我们来牧养群羊。
Shepherding is sharing the life of Christ.
牧养其实就是来分享基督的生命。
Sharing the life of Christ in the grain of wheat.
就是来分享在那 一粒麦子里面基督的生命。
Then we share that life with one another.
我们就彼此分享这样的生命。
This is the meaning of shepherding.
这就是牧养它的意思。
We have to understand this.
我们必须要了解这一点。
Therefore, we will not be proud.
所以我们就不会骄傲。
It's nothing to be proud of in shepherding.
在牧养里面是没有值得骄傲的事。
Because it's not us who is doing the shepherding.
因为不是我们在这里牧养。
It's the Lord, it's the one shepherd.
只有主，只有一个牧人。
You know, on that day, Jesus fed 5,000.
在那一天，耶稣喂饱了5,000人。
But it is disciple to actually hand the food to the people, right?
但是是门徒把这些食物递给每一个人，是不是呢？
Right, the 12 disciples, hand out the food to all of them.
因为是这十二个门徒把这些食物分给众人。
But there's no pride in doing that.
但是做这件事里他们里面没有骄傲。
As disciples hand out the fish and loaf to 5,000, there is no pride in them.
这些门徒把鱼跟饼分给这5,000人，在他们里面是没有可以骄傲的。
Because they know exactly this is not their own doing.
因为他们知道这不是他们在做的。
It's that great shepherd.
是那位大牧人。
It's shepherd, that great shepherd, shepherd the sheep through the 12 disciples.
是那大牧人借着这十二个门徒来牧养众人。
As long as we understand this,
如果我们明白这件事，
there will never be any pride in us.
就在我们里面不会有任何的骄傲。
It's all the work of the great shepherd.
这都是大牧人的工作。
No, when the Peter and John heal a man born lame,
当彼得跟约翰医治那个生来瘸腿的人的时候，
and when this happened, all the people ran to them full of amazement.
在那个时候，很多人聚过来，为这件事而惊奇。
Then Peter said, "Why are you amazed?"
然后彼得就说：“你们为什么把这件事当作稀奇
？”As if this is done by our power.
好像以为我们凭自己的能力。
Peter and John said, "It's not us."
然后彼得跟约翰就说：“不是我们。”
This man was healed by the name of Jesus.
这个人得医治是因为耶稣的名。
It's not me or John. It's by the name of Jesus.
不是我，也不是约翰，是借着耶稣的名。
John and Peter are the fruits.
约翰跟彼得都是那结出的子粒。
And the great shepherd.Shepherd his own people,
是大牧人在亲自牧养他的子民。
Through Peter and John,
是借着彼得跟约翰。
When the chief shepherd is able to shepherd through us,
是牧长可以借着我们来牧养。
Then we find the sheep are blessed.
然后我们就看到这些群羊都被祝福。
One flock,
同一群羊。
And one shepherd.
同归一个牧人。
It's the principle of shepherding.
这就是牧养它的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord explains shepherding to his disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是主耶稣怎么样向门徒来解明什么是牧养。
Then he said very clearly the meaning of shepherding.
而且他把牧养里面的意思非常清楚地讲出来。
He is that grain of wheat.
他就是那一粒麦子。
But he desires for all of us to become the fruits.
但是他的想望是我们每一个人都成为结出的子粒。
He called all of us to be the shepherds.
他来呼召我们每一个人做牧人。
So the great shepherd can shepherd his sheep through us.
所以大牧人可以，好牧人可以借着我们来牧养群羊。
So are you willing to be?This shepherd,
你愿不愿意成为这样的牧人？
Allow the life of Christ be shepherd through us.
愿意允许主耶稣借着我们把他的生命牧养出来。
But there is a qualification.
但是这里面有一个条件。
There is one condition.
有一个条件。
There is one potential stumbling block.
或者说有一个可能的绊脚石。
Are you willing to lay down your life for the sheep?
你愿不愿意为羊舍命？
There's only one qualification.
只有这一个条件。
If you do, you're qualified.
如果你有的话，那你就合格了。
If you don't, you're not qualified.
如果没有就不合格。
What is the stumbling block before us?
那我们前面的绊脚石是什么呢？
It's that we love ourselves more than we love the Lord.
就是我们爱自己过于我们爱主。
This is always the stumbling block.
这从来都是那一块绊脚石。
Some of us may not even know that now.
也许有些人在现在之前都不知道这件事。
Maybe you had never discovered that you love yourself more than you love the Lord.
你从来没有发觉，原来你爱自己过于爱主。
But one day,
但总有一天
you will find yourself in the house of the high priest.
你会发现自己原来已经在大祭司的家中。
Sooner or later, you will be brought to the house of the high priest.
或迟或早，你要被带到大祭司的家中。
And in that house, you will discover that you love yourself more than you love the Lord Jesus.
就在这个家中，你会发觉，原来你爱自己过于爱主。
Only at that time, you realize you do not have the love needed to be the shepherd.
只有在那个时候，你会发觉你没有成为好牧人所需要的那个爱。
Only at that time, you will look to the Lord and say, "Lord, I don't have this love."
只有在那个时候，你来仰望主，向主说：“我没有这样的爱。”
Only after that you begin to ask the Lord to give you the love of Christ.
只有在这个时候，你才会向主来求给我们这个牧人的爱。
Only at that time you become qualified.
只有在那个时候，你合格了。
None of us is qualified to be the shepherd.
我们没有人够资格成为牧人。
None of us has the love of Christ in us naturally.
没有人在天然里面就有主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
We are no better than Peter.
我们不会好过彼得。
Peter discovered the things that you and I will have to discover sometime.
彼得所发觉的那件事就是你跟我总有一天要发觉的。
The sooner you discover the better.
越早发觉越好。
The sooner you ask the Lord or you confess to the Lord, I do not have the qualification to become a shepherd, the better.
越早发觉，越早向神说我没有这样的爱，越好。
When you discover that, it's a blessing to the sheep.
如果你发觉的话，对羊来说，这是一个祝福。
When you discover that you do not have the qualification to be a shepherd, it's a blessing to your children.
如果你发觉自己不够格成为牧人，那对你的孩子来讲是一个祝福。
When you discover you are not qualified to be a shepherd, it's a blessing to your spouse.
如果你发觉自己不够格成为一个牧人，那对你的配偶来讲是一个祝福。
May the Lord bring all of us in the house of the high priest.
愿意神把我们每一个人都带到大祭司的家中。
So we can face to face with the reality that we love ourselves more than we love the Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以亲眼看到这个事实，就是我们爱自己过于爱主。
So that we can remove those wrong perceptions of ourselves.
所以就把我们里面这个不对的这一面挪去。
Then we can face to face with Lord Jesus and Lord, I do not have this love.
然后我们就可以面对面跟主耶稣说，我没有这样的爱。
You have to do a work in me.
你必须要在我里面做。
So that I have this compassion for the sheep.
所以我对着羊才有怜悯的心。
I can lay down my life for the sheep.
然后我才可以为羊舍命。
Then you will be a good shepherd.
这时候你就可以成为一个好牧人。
And what should a good shepherd do?
一个好牧人会做什么呢？
A shepherd have to find the door.
这个好牧人一定要找到门。
The sheep could not find the door.
羊是找不到门的。
But the shepherd has to find the door.
但是牧人一定要找到门。
We need to find the door every single day.
每天我们都要找到这个门。
And we have to go into the fold.
我们需要进到羊圈。
And find our pasture in the fold.
在这个羊圈里面找到青草地。
Feed upon the green pasture in the fold.
在羊圈里面的青草地里面先得喂养。
But we cannot just stay in the fold.
但也不能停留在羊圈中。
We need to go out of the fold.
我们需要出来。
To be that shepherd.
成为那牧人。
Allow the Lord to shepherd the sheep through us.
允许 主可以借着我们来牧养群羊。
We can shepherd one another.
我们可以彼此牧养。
To share the life of Christ with one another.
把基督的生命彼此分享。
So the life can become life abundant.
所以这生命可以成为丰盛的生命。
Brothers and sisters, will you consider and respond to this calling?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意来思想而且回应这样一个呼召吗？
To respond to the calling to become the shepherd in your own household.
对着这个在家里面做牧人的呼召有一个回应。
As a parent, are you willing to be the shepherd in your household?
作为父母，你愿不愿意在家里面做牧人？
As the member of the body of Christ,Are you willing to accept the calling to shepherd one another?
作为教会的肢体，肢体，你愿不愿意来做牧人，彼此分享，彼此分担？
There is only one qualification.
只有一个条件。
Willing to lay down your life for the sheep.
就是愿意为羊舍命。
Then you will be qualified.
这时候你就够资格了。
May the Lord speak to us.
愿意神对着我们说话。
Call us.
呼召我们
to respond this calling to become a shepherd.
对着这个成为牧人的呼召来回应。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. Again, you give us your word.
父啊，我们感谢你今早又把话语赐给我们。
Then we want to come back in front of your word.With honesty and sincerity.
我们愿意在心灵跟诚实里面回到你的话语面前。
Just as you bring Peter to the house of high priest.
就像你把彼得带到大祭司的家中。
We pray that you will bring all of us to the house of the high priest.
我们的祷告就是你把我们都带到大祭司的家中。
So we will realize.That we love ourselves more than we love you.
让我们意识到自己爱我们自己过于爱你。
So that we can face to face with this reality.
所以我们可以面对这样的事实。
And we can look to you.
来仰望你。
And to save us.
拯救我们。
From our own situation.
从我们的境况里面。
And impart your life into us.
把你的生命放在我们里面
，so that we will have the life of Christ in us.
所以我们可以有基督的生命
，that we will have the compassion for the sheep.
我们可以有向着羊那怜悯的心
，we have this ability to deny, to lay down our life for the sheep.
我们可以有这样的愿意，可以舍己为着羊。
Father, I pray for all of us today.
父啊，我今天为所有的人祷告
，that we can hear your voice.
我们可以听见你的声音
，because you call all of us who can hear you into one flock.
因为你呼召我们每一个听见你的都成为一群，合为一群。
Call us into the flock.
合为一群。
And recognize you are that one shepherd.
认识到你就是那一个牧人。
Even today, you shepherd us.
今天你还在牧养我们。
Even today, you feed us with green pastures.
今天你还以青草地来喂养我们。
We pray that many of us will respond to this call.
我们祷告，有许多人向着这样的呼召回应。
And go forward as a shepherd.
向前，跟随你成为牧人。
Find that door every day.
每天找到这门。
Go in and find pastures.
进去找到青草地。
And go out and find more pastures.
而且出去也找到更多的青草地。
So that your life could be in us.Abundantly.
所以你的生命可以在我们里面成为丰富。
We're so grateful for your word.
为你的话语我们感激。
We commit them into your hands.
把它再交回在你的手中。
We pray that your word will not come in vain.
我们的祈求就是你的话不突然返回。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.